Hello everyone, and welcome to part 2 of Out With A Bang. I am the GM, Talon Cruz, and before we begin the episode, I wanted to remind you all to please check our episode descriptions for detailed content warnings and more information about this show. If you have not yet listened to part 1, I recommend you go back and give it a listen, since we will be diving right back into the action. Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
These things are true. The world is dark.
The thing pulls itself fully into view.
The horses are starting to feel the frostbite creeping up.
As the creature pulls itself from the store, you realize that as it exits, the best way to describe it is that it is changing its form to fit whatever space it is in. So as it leaves the confines of the store, it continues to expand and grow larger.
Lloyd, being the most pragmatic, or more pragmatic, is helping everyone back on their horses before getting on his own.
Andrew Chance can't take his eyes off that damn thing.
And we are alive.
All right. You all set out, trying to ride away as this thing continues to pull itself and starts to rise, still only in silhouette as this, like, mist forming around it is blocking you from getting a clear view of whatever this creature is, as it continues to grow taller than anything, taller than building, just rising up into the sky. And though you cannot see its eyes, the way its head turns, you can feel its gaze like a weight on you.
Let's go.
Floyd, this one of your fucking things?
Certainly. Probably. It ain't mine, but certainly.
Hey, Carmen, is that an angel or devil, or what is that?
I don't know. We just need to get going.
Yeah, Dia, as you try to swing it in front of you, I think there is just this moment as you stare at its sheer scale that just kind of causes your arm to go limp. Not enough to make you drop the lamp, but you just kind of stare up at it for a moment, as in this moment the fight leaves you and you just try to comprehend what you are looking at. So what do you do? What do all of you do?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of Dodge.
I think Carmen already boarded her horse as soon as, like, she felt the temperature is dropping. So she will follow at the back of everybody, but she's gonna just feel that chill, that hopelessness, like, settle in her chest and remember the time she felt like this before. But she's gonna keep going, or she's gonna try and catch up to everybody else.
You push your horses ahead. Which one of you is taking the lead on this ride? Floyd, give me a roll as you try to, like, ride out of this town.
A 6?
Yep, you're down to 6 dice. I'm up to 4.
Damn. No successes, and a 1. A singular 1.
Do you have anything to burn?
No. I just have my moment in my brink.
Alright.
That was a fast scene.
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, boy.
As you are trying to urge your horses to go ahead, they are fighting against you. These things are true. The world is dark.
The cold is not unbearable for the horses. They can move no longer.
The moment that Andrew looks away, looks instead ahead to see what might be in front, he does spot something that might prove fortuitous. An oil shipment left behind.
They are now 1 or 2 feet behind Carmen.
With no way to move, Melly realizes, I'll be bait. I can distract them enough.
And we are alive.
Okay. You pick back up. You're unable to convince the horses to move in the cold and with the sheer panic of what is going on. But I think, Melly, you are trying to wrestle yours to have just enough control to draw attention. So what are you doing?
Yeah. Y'all run in the other direction. I'll get its attention. I'll go light him up. Chance, you take a shot, okay?
Take it. Take the... There ain't no way in hell you're getting there anywhere.
I got no leg! I can't run!
Damn it.
Listen to her. Shoot!
Let's get the fuck out of here, then.
So you all abandon your horses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is Melly trying to drag it towards anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to drag them towards the barrels.
You all drop off your horses, take off at a sprint. Yeah, you all are trying to put as much distance between yourselves. As Carmen manages to duck off her horse, the strange being behind you, one of the hands seems to be reaching down, and you manage to just dive out of the way as instead it wraps around your horse. When it was first exiting, its hand was the size of a horse's head. Now one hand is enough to wrap around the horse's torso, and you hear its panic whinnying as it's pulled into the air away from you and disappears into the mist. And you hear the whinnying for only a few moments longer before you hear just the sound of shattering. What do you do to try to draw this thing away?
Still got my pistol. I'm just gonna just pop up his shots to where I can estimate where their legs are and just make a bunch of racket and noise.
All right, give me a roll. You have 5.
That's a fail. And I got nothing to burn.
Wow.
I have a question.
Yes?
Can we activate our moments in situations like this? Because I think mine might apply.
I think there's like 3 of them that are all going to apply like right now.
Yeah. I've been waiting to ask this question for a while in this scene.
I'll say what we're going to do is we're going to move through the truths stage really quick of this one, and then you can try to like activate that at the start of the next, like once we get to that. So another candle is darkened. These things are true. The world is dark.
I'm able to get their attention for few moments before it happens.
You're closer to Corpus Christi than you realized. You can get there on foot.
Floyd takes one look at Andrew and also raises his gun towards the barrels. And we are alive.
Alright, so Quinn, what was your moment that you are activating?
So my moment is I will find hope by surviving a storm, just like the ones I have chased my whole life. This is just another storm. We will weather it. I will weather it.
Okay. Go ahead and give me your hope roll. That's 4. You only have 4 dice now.
No one's 2 6s.
I got 1 6. You have narration rights. And you get your hope die.
Yay! It's a little sparkly pink die.
So go ahead and burn your moment.
Right? Yep. I think with Melly walking towards the barrels, finally coming upon them, the creature bearing down on her, both Floyd and Andrew shoot the exact same time, lighting that bitch up. It doesn't take long for shrapnel, wood, hot oil still remaining to spray all over the place. Not getting any of us, thankfully. But soon after, other things begin to catch a flame.
As much of the rest of the town burns, you see this creature recoiling. The first noise inside of this wind and thunder that you heard it make as it just pulls away, just trying to get away from the light that now surrounds it. Does Melly do anything to try to survive, or does she just go?
She accepts it. There's no fighting. She got a busted knee. She won't be able to make it. Her horse is freezing. She's freezing.
Okay. Describe for me Melly's final moments.
I see the hand reaching down to come grab me. Or my horse. Fuck if I know. And I know that for a fact that I managed to convince him to take the shot, so I'm not worried about that. It feels like an eternity. It feels like nothing. I turn, looking away from this abomination, to look at the others. And I smile. It's more for them than it is for me. Kind of showing that I still have hope that they can make it out, even though I'm not. And I close my eyes, and I feel my body tear apart, and I don't feel anything else again. And I'm finally warm again.
Melly is lost. You all push forward. This being that was surrounding itself in cold and frost, surrounded now by light and fire, thoroughly kept at bay by Melly's sacrifice. And you all push on. Now without horses, and one fewer in number. What do you do?
Bastards can burn. Means they ain't angels nor devils.
Maybe.
There ain't nothing like them.
Mm-hmm.
I sure as hell ain't one to want to find out what lies beyond the barrier. We move.
Now, I have a question. My moment is I will find hope when one of them is incinerated. Does that count?
I will say, as you all have, will rewind just a second, and I'll say as this thing starts to, is surrounded by fire, roll for your moment to see if that that succeeds.
I got 1-6, no ones.
All right, I will roll my dice. I got 1-6. You get narration rights. As this thing is surrounded in flame and light, something antithetical, particularly to this one's existence. Describe for me what happens.
I think as Andrew and Floyd start to pull away, right, like running out of range, but not too far. Carmen is gonna look at it, look at the blaze, the fire, and for just a moment, she's going to remember the crime that got her put in jail in the first place when she lit up her old convent with a box of matches. And for the first time, she's gonna do the sign of the cross over her chest and keep running.
It is hard to maintain such a pace, but adrenaline fuels you. And soon enough, you find yourself cresting a hill and staring down at a gulf, ocean, or seawater, within sight, boats, many gone, couple remaining. You've arrived at Corpus Christi. As you approach this town, what do?
Book it?
Yeah, we're this close, we can't stop now.
All right, you sprint into town towards the docks. It seems almost entirely abandoned, but you soon find your way. It seems like the moat that you soon hear a couple of voices, just kind of a lot of like, come on, hurry up, come on. And other ones are just like, and some are just leave it. Don't, just please leave it. Come on. Lots of hurried voices trying to rush as fast as possible.
I mean, we go for the boat.
All right, you run, you see. Well, are you going for a boat that looks like it has other people on it, or are you going for one without other people?
Less people means more room, but...
More people means we can hide ourselves better amongst the crowd.
Supplies.
And we ran thin on ours.
We don't have nothing. Got a few dollars and a gun.
Couple guns.
Couple guns and a lamp, too. Two lamps, sorry.
Well, that's important.
So, where do you go? What do you do?
My vote's for the less populated boat.
Same.
Yeah, same.
So are you going for a boat without any other people on it, or just less?
Less.
Less.
All right, you move away from one where you can hear like what sounds like people moving a lot of more supplies and a lot more like goods. You hear that was looks to be a smaller ship, definitely older too. You know, this is a time period where steamships are, you know, are fairly common, but this looks to be an older sailing ship, a bit smaller. But you see a couple of people on it. As best you could guess, maybe one family. Kind of darker tan skin, looks like a probably Mexican heritage, but yeah, just like an older man, his son who looks to be in his like maybe mid-20s, and what looks like would probably be the younger man's wife, as well as their young daughter, maybe only like 4 or 5, who her father seems to be passing the young girl off to his father to like get her secured on the boat while they continue to move what scant supplies they've gathered.
Hey, hey. We've got $3 for the three of us for passage.
I think the younger man kind of turns, sees you, kind of immediately like kind of puts his hands up in like a very like appeasing gesture. It's like, hey, it won't ain't trouble. Come on, it won't ain't trouble.
We ain't offering it.
Okay.
You need strong arms to do this boat. We've killed one of them before, so you want us on your side.
Killed one of them? They killed them. I think he kind of turns, speaks rapidly in Spanish to the older man and his wife. He's like, okay. So you can kill one? How did you manage that?
Secrets with
come,
us.
Come on. We can talk later. Just come on board. We'll take you. Head to Ayanda. Kind of turns like shakes I guess Andrew's probably the one who's taking the lead right now, kind of shakes your hand just like, my name is Ruthie, this is my father Yellow, and my wife this is my wife Lupe, and this is Malia.
Rudio, pleasure to meet you. Name's Andrew. This is Floyd and Garmin.
Even. Well,
nice to meet you. Come on. We have. Might be hungry or anything, but we can spare the room. And okay, come on, just come on board. You can tell me how did you manage to kill one of them? And kind of you can see Molly, kind of the young girl, kind of turns to her mother, Lupe, and kind of, where are we going? You said that we might be there. Will my friends be there? Yes, darling, come on. He kind of leads her deeper into the ship, kind of casting maybe a not entirely trusting look towards your group, given that at this point I'm pretty sure you all would be fairly dirt covered, blood covered. Lupe kind of turns a distrustful eye, but Rudy is like welcoming you on board while his Father Dello continues to work. Like, come on. You will, of course we will take you with us.
Lloyd goes over to help Dello.
Hello.
Evening.
You ever sailed a ship before?
No, but I'm a quick learner.
Listen, Rudy can show.
He nods his head to him, almost more to himself than to you. Rudy can show you how to sail.
Good.
Yeah, this is an older man, maybe not. He looks like he's spent a lot of his time outside, a lot of time working, but definitely looks like a life of work has started to catch up to him in a lot of ways. Maybe not quite as quick as he used to be.
Katana, I can catch a fish. I got a good sense of direction. What else do you need?
Yes, I suppose that's important than you have there.
Come here, let me help you.
So as you're kind of making these last preparations, you're kind of helping out Dello. What is anyone else doing as they're kind of making last preparations to take off?
Andrew's fallen into a certain archetype at this point, and I think he's going to stand at this edge of the boat, keep an eye out for anyone trying to come up, and just sort of just chase them off. Find your own boat!
Fair enough. Well, what's Carmen doing as everyone else is kind of getting things set up?
I mean, I don't know if there's much for her to be helping with doing, so I think she's just trying to keep an eye on the storm, kind of muttering under her breath.
Alright, I'll say the most active of you, Floyd, as you're kind of getting the ship prepared to, like, leave, but in a bit of a hurry, go ahead and give me a roll of just to see you.
Alright, okay. Okay. That is 1-6 and no ones.
Alright, I got 1-6.
Okay.
You're able to, like, pick up from Dello pretty easily of, like, oh, this is, like, mostly you're just undoing knots at this point and, like, making sure, as well as securing some of the rigging, making sure everything's prepared to make what is expected to be a fairly long journey. Can go ahead and describe what else you did, what's going on.
I think with Andrew helping chase off any other prospective crew members that we definitely won't need with all of us, and with Carmen keeping a lookout, telling us, you know, how long we have just about, with the storm approaching a lot slower due to our efforts, especially Miller's efforts beforehand, our boat takes off without a hitch.
I think you guys are, like, starting to, like, take your boat off, and it's, like, moving away. Like, you're kind of a little further down and close in the docks. Now you're moving, like, more towards open water. And I think as you guys are kind of moving away, Dello kind of is just, like, takes one last look around this ship and just steps off onto the dock.
What are you doing?
I live the good life. Lived a long life. We brought supplies, but did not bring. We brought some extra supplies. We did not bring enough for almost double our plan. Lived a good life.
We need all of us to man a ship.
You are quick about that. You figure it out, or else you really can show me. If I am going to die, I will do it on my own terms. I will do it. I will do it in my home. I will do it where my wife and I created a home, created a family. It was nice to meet you, Floyd.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
Just kind of nods up. Yeah. This older man kind of tips his hat as he kind of watches you move away. He just kind of keeps watching. He has this, like, you know, thick mustache on his face. Makes it a little hard to read his expressions, but Right now he's just standing proud as he watches the ship, and I think Rudy kind of comes up from lower on the deck where he was doing some other last minute preparations. Like, that, and he kind of turns and sees you, and hey, what's going on? You're still within sight of the dogs. He kind of turns to you, like, hey, where'd Dad get off to now? Don't tell me he fell off or something.
Your father wanted to stay home, sir.
Kind of turns and sees Dello standing on the dock. Seems like he chose his moment well. Doesn't seem like there's a way to get back to the dock. Rudy just kind of, Dad, come on, no, come on, what are you doing? God damn it, what is he doing? Kind of, I need to turn this thing around. We need to go back to him, come on.
Made his choice, son.
We need to go, what are you, no, I'm, Dad, come on! He's kind of, Rudy's quickly like he seems like he's panicking pretty hard. Seems like he's gonna, like, starts moving towards, like, the wheel to steer the ship. Like, God damn it! Why does he always do this kind of shit? Damn it! Come on! We need to go, we're going back for him. We're not leaving him behind now.
Lloyd goes in for a hug. Try and restrain him.
Okay. Give me your roll.
But.
It's so much better than Chance trying to slap him.
Hard lesson, son. Whap.
That was almost a one. Holy shit. Okay. Glad that rolled off, but no ones, but no sixes.
No sixes? Are you on your brink?
Yeah.
If you embrace your brink, you can re-roll all of your dice. So, are you going to embrace your brink? Or are you going to let this ride?
I don't know how it would fit into the scene.
You don't.
All right, you can choose not to embrace it, and we move on, and we darken a candle and move on. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
All right. Candle darkens. You're down to three candles. These things are true. The world is dark.
Lloyd is successful in stopping Rudy from reaching the wheel.
We all know this isn't a normal storm. It moves how it wants to, when it wants to. Doesn't take long for us to watch the town get swallowed up behind.
And we are all alive.
All right. The three of you, along with Rudy, his wife, and his daughter, are set out. You're able to successfully keep him from turning the boat around until the town is swallowed by the storm, and you see Dello standing on the dock, just staring out at you until he too is swallowed by the storm.
I think Floyd turns himself and Rudy, like, to where Rudy is back to his father, and in lieu of any words, just with both hands, gives him a little blessing.
Stop on that fool. Fine. Go on without him.
And it goes to take the wheel, now moving in what you would consider to be the right direction, away from the storm. But as it continues to approach, just how otherworldly the storm is becomes increasingly apparent as the moment the clouds touch the water, it immediately starts to roil, twist, just become this unruly sea splashing. Even this far away, you're feeling the waves crash into the side of your boat, and it's taking a really great effort to keep this thing on course. Like, damn it! Oh! You see as Amalia runs up on deck.
Daddy, where'd Grandpa go? Where's Grandpa? He's down here. You're supposed to come down.
And you gotta, no!
Lupe, get them! Come on!
You're like taking this wheel, trying to steer. What is everyone doing as you feel your ship become increasingly unstable?
Carmen's gonna run in
for the kid, for, and like try and usher her away against something to hold on to.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and give me a roll to usher her away, grab her. You are down to 3 dice.
But I also roll my hope dice too, right?
True.
Okay. I have no 6s and a 1. So can I burn my dependable virtue to reroll?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's pretty self-evident how being dependable in this situation would be useful.
Yeah. Armin just rushes forward, like, don't bother your father. Over here. And ushers her away. Well, that's a 2, so there's no failures, but there's no successes either.
All right. Another candle is darkened.
Fuck me.
These things are true. The world is dark.
Rudy is able to get a good enough grip to regain control of the ship, enough to continue steering.
And we are alive.
All right. Rudy is able to regain some amount of control of the ship, but Amalia is continuing to, like, as Amalia tries to, like, run up, you see as, like, a particularly large wave comes up, crests the side of the ship. Amalia is hit. Before you can get to her, she is dragged towards the edge, not off the ship, but she is clinging to the side of it, just, Papa! Daddy! Papa! Come on, me! Just terrified, wailing. And Rudy, Amalia! Immediately seeing his daughter in danger, lets go of the wheel to go after her.
Floyd goes for the wheel, instantly.
All right, as you try to gain control of this moment of, like, the wheel being in, the ship immediately started to turn and rock harder as Rudy dives for his daughter. Go ahead and give me a roll to see if you are able to gain control of the ship.
That's a 5 on my hope die.
Nice.
And a 5 on a regular die, but...
And I got no 6s, so that means that's 1 success with your hope die.
I think Rudy remains firm in his grasp on his kid and manages to pull her up into his safe arms, and Floyd, with quick thinking, gains control of the ship, but not for too long. Still quite inexperienced in sailing.
All right, you're able to momentarily gain control of this as waves continue to beat down, but waves are coming over the sides, hitting everyone on the deck, and just dragging you all around, making it hard to even see. As the moment you're able to clear your eyes, another wave hits you. And you see as the storm approaches, lightning crackles within it, and you're able to see the form within, so much larger than the being you were able to burn before, as it continues to approach you.
Andrew, step our own shots.
Goddamn fucking right, if it burns, it bleeds. Takes a shot.
Alright, go ahead and run the roll for me.
We have 1 success on the hope die, and nothing else of note.
I got 2 6s.
That's your narrative control.
Yep. I get narrative control. You are firing off shots. You're able to, like, identify if this thing is roughly humanoid in shape, they would have the same weak point. So you're just aiming almost entirely just for where you guess the base would be, even though it's so much larger than you. You see as it recoils in its, like, as it's hit, you can tell that you managed to cause it, at the very least, some amount of discomfort that it's shying away from. But then as it raises one hand, a tidal wave rises up above you, and you see as it just covers the horizon and approaches your ship as it retaliates against your attack.
It didn't like that. Brace for tidal wave?
Pull the ship to where the side is to the wave. Try and surf it.
Alright, Floyd. I mean, the role is you try to make this desperate maneuver.
Odd. two fours this time. No successes, no fails.
All right. Would you like to embrace your brain? You can re-roll all your dice if you'd like.
Sure, actually. Oh well.
All right. What is your brink?
I have condemned. I have taken another who should have been in my place and let them take my fallout. I may have avoided pain, but I won't run the guilt.
All right. So describe for me what you do to trigger this and then roll.
I think it's not... It's not a what Floyd does. It's more of how he's feeling. It's more that he has sacrificed people before for his gain, and he won't do it again. He's going to try to save as many as possible, but it will end in his demise, one way or another.
All right. Go ahead and re-roll your dice.
Please. Double fives, again. So, hope die.
But your hope die...
It's one success.
It's one success. All right. Now, a moment of note. I do think I need to clarify that when it comes to Brinks, it very much is you embrace your brink. It is not that you... This is not a moment where you're able to resist it. This is you giving into your worst instincts in a desperate bid for survival. So may I make a suggestion of how this manifests?
Sure.
I think Broody is just able to pull Amalia and himself just barely on board. He's pulling her up. Before, she was just hanging on by to one of the, like, I don't even know what to describe it, the railing. But Rudy was able to pull her back up. But as this wave, tidal wave approaches and everyone else braces, Rudy doesn't have time to do anything aside from clutch his daughter. And he reaches out one desperate hand towards you. And in that moment, you keep your hands on the wheel.
I need both hands to steer it. Otherwise, it won't be steady.
As you turn away from him, Rudy's heartbroken face is the last thing you see before the wave crests the ship. A moment where there is nothing but water and storm and sea. And when you look back, both of them are gone.
Rudy, damn it! There was the only person who knew how to fucking sail this thing. How do we make this thing go faster?
You managed to momentarily ride out this tidal wave, but you've already lost two of your group. After the wave passes, the storm, this elemental being, is closer. The lightning continues to erupt from within it, sparking, crackling, as it continues to approach you. The storm continues to get worse. Waves continuing to toss the ship to and fro.
Is there a way to make it faster? Carmen's gonna run into where Floyd is, try and see if there's some kind of control that looks like it'll, I don't know, make it go, I don't know. She doesn't know what she's looking for. She's just scrambling.
Come on, sister, pull a miracle out of there.
All right, Dia, go ahead and give me a roll to see if you can figure out a way to make this go faster.
That's 1, 1, and 1, 6.
Oh, fuck.
The dichotomy.
Was your 1, 6 on your hero die?
No.
You have a hope die?
I do have a hope die, but it rolled a 3.
Okay.
Oh,
so you rolled a 1? I mean, are you on your brink, or do you have more?
I am on my brink. I could...
You could embrace it, but then you would need to reroll everything, including that 6. So... Do you want to reroll on the chance you get another 6, or do you want to take the 6 but also accept that you are down to be 1 die in your group pool?
I kind of want to go down to that 1 die.
So that means you got the 1, and that means you lose 1 die
mm-hmm.
from your group pool, but you do succeed. Here's what I'll say. This is a sailing ship, so it's not like you can just step on the gas. But there is some supplies, and there are less members of the group now. You can drop some stuff off, lighten the load.
Dump some supplies. Go, and Carmen's gonna run back out and go towards boxes.
Supplies!
I think that you see Lupe, who has stayed below deck for the most part, is like, seemingly unaware of most of what is going on, but is like very quickly like nods to you and starts to take some of the items to throw overboard.
No time to think about that. We are grabbing shit and hucking it off the boat.
All right. Yeah. You're able to, I'll include that as part of your success. You're just grabbing items to throw to lighten the weight. But as you're doing this, you're starting to, like, you notice that you are moving faster now that you're, like, dropping off food and supplies. I mean, it's a fairly small boat, so losing any weight is fairly significant. But as you're starting to feel yourself start to lurch forward, one of this thing's giant hands wraps around the back rail of the ship. You saw before the ice one of these things, the one that was freezing, managed to wrap around your horse with one hand, while this thing is just wrapping around the entirety of the back. Like just grabbing onto the back railing easily and holding the ship, halting its progress forward.
Andrew's coming up the steps and just, whoa, Nelly, shit.
I think Carmen's going to pull her arm back and throw the oil lamp towards its hand.
All right, give me a roll.
That's 2 ones.
Oh, no.
Is your hope die also a one?
Yep.
All right, that's good to know.
Can I do my brink? Yeah.
You can reroll your brink. What is your brink? Okay.
My brink is, word for word, I've seen you survive. You had a chance to save some people on our escape, but you told them that we were lost and didn't have enough supplies to survive. They didn't last longer than an hour alone. So, Carmen, this urge to survive burning in her stomach, she's going to hut the oil lamp she's been holding this entire time. The one thing that has helped keep them alive towards it in a desperate bid to get its hand off the ship so it can go.
Fuck.
Reroll.
Well, I mean, that's better. It's 1-6 and 1-1.
I only got 1-6. What? Which one was the 1 and which one was the 6?
The 6 was the normal die and then the 1 was my hope die.
All right. I believe you still keep your hope die even though it rolled a 1, but it's mm-hmm. only lost if you fail a brink roll.
Got it.
So you managed to succeed onto that one. You just pull back, giving up the one source of light that you know was meant to keep these things away from you. Huck it at this thing's hand and describe for me what happens.
Its hand, like igniting a trail of gasoline, the fire starts to reach up its arm into the cloud. And as the fire reaches the cloud, you can see the wisps of darkness like around the flame as it starts to light up whatever is inside of it. And it screams that terrible scream that we've heard before. And for a second, it lets go of the ship and raises its arm up and away in fear. And we have a chance we need to get out. And Carmen begins to chant the Holy Father, a prayer. Holy Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And she just keeps going.
Yeah, this thing is just screaming in pain and fury. As it lets go, the ship lurches forward, momentarily becoming unbalanced. Floyd, give me another roll to try to steer the ship as you are suddenly, like, feel yourself pulled forward.
Just the one dice, right?
Yep, one dice plus your hope die.
Oh, sick. Okay, cool. 2. That's 2 5s again, somehow. 5 on the hope die.
Nice. 5 on the hope die is a success. All right. I got 3 6s.
Oh, fuck. That'll do it.
Woohoo.
So that means I get narrative control.
Lore is yours, my good GM.
You're able to right the ship just barely as it feels like you're continuing to just rock and bounce and tossed all over. Floyd's barely holding on to the wheel. Andrew and Carmen are both tossed to the ground. just rolling across the deck. Andrew, as you hit, the rifle that you've been using to shoot slips from your hand.
Yeah, it does.
Goes over the side and is lost to the ocean below. You're all being tossed about, and this thing is continuing to bear down on you, now full of rage at the fact that you dare to strike at it. But you all are still managing to stay alive. But as this thing prepares to continue the attack, lightning sparking more and more as it's anchored, as you guys stare up at what is this monster coming after you, what do you do?
Fire, clearly. Lupa, any fire?
I think at this point, Lupe, being just menaced by this massive thing, is praying to herself in Spanish. Dios te salve, María, llena eres de gracia. El Señor es contigo. Bendita eres entre todas las mujeres y bendito es el fruto de tu vientre, Jesús. Dios te salve, María, llena. Just repeating a prayer to herself over and over again, clutching a rosary around her neck. I think, yeah, she's just desperately praying.
God fucking damn it.
I've got oil. More oil and matches?
Fire seems to work, sister.
Burn the ship.
What do you do?
Ooh, okay. Carmen's going to rip off the shawl that she has over her shoulders and is going to dump the oil that she got from that town all over it, strike a match, and try and get some kind of light again on the ship just to prepare to throw or wave at it again.
So, but you're not... Are you lighting it up yet?
Yes.
Andrew will help with that.
All right, give me a roll as you try to make this like makeshift torch.
I know helping isn't a thing, but Andrew is.
So we're down, still down to 1d6 and plus your hope die.
No successes, but no failures.
All right, are you going to burn your brink, or are you going to embrace your brink?
Yeah, if I can. Just that need to survive, burning.
All right.
In the ship.
I think the way this manifests is like yours trying to set this thing alight, and you have just like fully given up on like making sure that you're not getting harmed. So you're just fully accepting the fact that if you do manage to successfully get this thing on fire, you are going to burn partially with it.
Yeah, I got a 5 on my hope die. That's a success, right?
5 on the hope die is a success, yes. So you have 1 success. I have no 6s. You get narration rights on this one. What does it look like as you manage to get this thing alight, as you embrace your rank once again? Just this endless drive to survive.
Carmen is going to light like 2/3 of her shawl on fire, this light. And as the fire begins to roil and grow, she's gonna wrap her hand in the 1/3 that she hadn't doused in oil and just toss herself at the railing of the ship and reaching out, trying to like wielding this, trying to keep hold of the shawl, but like waving it towards it as like a ward, trying to keep it back.
You're trying to ward it back. It does seem a little wary of you at this point, and I think that its solution to it is that now as the fire approaches, it just like pulls back, and for a moment you think it might be like fully giving up, but then it just spreads its arms wide, and the seas itself like starts to pull apart for a moment, and you feel your ship dip low into the water before it brings its arms back across, and just the waves spill over and its attempt to douse it, as just like the parts of the deck are just absolutely flooded, covered. Lupe has continued, has just like managed to shove herself against like the mast, and has like managed to just like keep herself pinned there. As you guys feel yourself being pulled, Floyd at least has the wheel to hold onto, but as Andrew and Carmen are knocked around, what do you guys do to try to like keep yourself from being pulled off the deck?
I think Carmen was on the railing, right?
Yeah.
Andrew's plan was to try and start running downstairs again, so hopefully in being fast enough to get down there was able to brace against the stairwell, but I suppose we'll see, won't we?
Yeah, I'll say that as this happens, we're going to say, yeah, Andrew's attempt to get to shelter will be our next roll.
Come on.
All right, 2 dice, right?
Yep.
Or sorry, one die plus any hope dice we might have, which all of us do. Cool.
Yep. You guys actually managed to get hope dice. I feel like that's a rare occurrence.
Technically, Melly didn't, but like was about to. I have a 6 on my hope die and a 1 on the not hope die.
Ooh. I got no 6s. You get narration rights.
Okay, that also gets rid of our 1 real die.
Oh. I don't know what to do from here. I guess since everyone has hope die, we're just gonna keep doing it.
We win! We beat the game!
I don't know if this is how we're supposed to do it, but we're gonna keep going and we're just gonna have to go with all hope die. Unless you wanna burn your rank to try to save your last one. Or
You're fucking right. Why wouldn't I do that? Yeah, I'll burn perceptive. Hell yeah.
Alright.
Freaking perceptive is easy. See, Andrew, being perceptive, can see that this crazy magic bullshit is happening and the seas are briefly parting so they can slap themselves on top before it happens at such a point where Andrew is catching up. He's proactively going to be moving towards the stairwell and breaking against it so I can reroll my one day.
Well, you have to reroll all dice.
No, this isn't my break. This is just a
oh, shit,
this is just
right.
A trait.
Yeah.
This is just a trait burn.
Right, you still have your traits, shit. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That is now a 5 on that die, which means it doesn't go away.
Fuck. Okay, I mean, that solves our conundrum, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're able to successfully dive back and brace yourself against the wall in time.
God damn it.
However, Dia, Carmen is far less advantageously positioned. What does Carmen try to do? You are basically like standing on the very edge of the boat as this wave hits and tries to pull you off. What do you do?
I mean, she's just gonna lunge for the railing and try and like encircle her arms around it as tightly as she can to try and hold on.
All right, roll for me.
That's a 6 on my hope die.
Motherfucker!
And the real die? Because we still have it.
It's 3. It's a 3 on the real die.
Okay, yeah. You manage to cling to the railing, wrapping your arms around it and just holding on with all your strength. Well, I guess, yeah, you get narration rights. What does it look like? What happens?
Carmen holds on for as tight as she can for as long as she can. And, like, just as it feels like the waves are going to rip her arms away from her body, she can breathe again. And she still has a grip on the shawl. But most of it is wet, and there's only a few flickers of flame on it. There's still some fire, but that fire's got to go to something else if it's going to keep burning.
Growing increasingly infuriated by your group's persistence, the creature watches, tilts its head, seeming almost confused by the fact that you resurfaced, before it examines it for a moment, then just extends one hand, not in a direct attack, but you watch as lightning starts to flicker around its one hand that it is holding, reaching towards the boat.
Andrew doesn't watch a lick of that shit.
Does anyone do anything as this makes this hostile motion towards your ship?
Andrew is ducking back down below, checking up what supplies we didn't throw overboard for anything flammable. Any liquor, any oil, anything.
I'll say, give me a roll to see if there's you have the luck of anything being left that you can burn.
Oh yeah, we rolling. That is 2 3s.
All right.
Okay.
It had to happen eventually.
Yeah. Are you on your brink or no?
No.
You're not on your brink, so you can't burn it.
Yep.
That means.
Finally.
A candle darkens. We are on our last candle. These things are true. The world is dark.
And we are alive.
So things are a little different on the last candle. Now what happens is that obviously there are no more scenes to have, no more candles to put out. At this point, a full attack by them should be starting or underway. The characters' flashlights have gone out or are useless. The darkest among them have come. It is not a matter of if the characters can survive. It never was. It is simply a matter of how they wish to die. For the last stand, there is a single rules change, but it is an important one. Play continues normally, except that unsuccessful conflicts no longer result in a darkened candle. Instead, they result in the character's death. So from this point forward, you will be able to roll, and for the most part, you will be able to burn your brink, but if there is no success, then you die. All right, the storm continues to roil. Andrew, you are desperately looking for anything that you can use to burn this, but it looks like you just simply jettison too many items, aside from the very wood of the ship itself, which, Carmen, you are witnessing how flammable it is as the hand that had been gathering lightning in it lashes out, lightning strikes at the mast of the ship, toppling it like a tree. You hear Lufe scream in pain and fear as she was near to it and is caught by this damaging blast, and you see her body tossed smoking off the edge of the ship and into the water where you see steam rise. You're very much losing what control you had left of the ship, as though you are now no longer able to angle yourself to catch the wind, but instead just tossed back and forth in the water, struggling to control the rudder. What is everyone doing?
Seeing Lufe go over the side of the ship, there is nobody left except the three of them, so Carmen is going to run towards the cabin, or towards where she believes Floyd and Andrew are, because there's not much to be done left on the deck of the ship, she feels.
I will allow you to get below deck or to the wheel. Which way are you going?
I think below deck.
You run below deck. You see Andrew continuing to search around to see if there's anything left they can use to fight back. As you two lock eyes, what is Carmen? What is her expression? What does she say?
It's just like there's the burn to survive, so they're like, her eyes are wide and intense, and she's heaving, completely drenched, and she's still tightly gripping onto her shawl that has like maybe a couple of embers still on it, and she's just gonna lock eyes with Andrew. I don't know if there's anything else we can do.
Well, hell. They're over a box of clinking bottles. I probably would have done something good. And, sister, I haven't been to church in too long. I think I could hear one last sermon.
He smiles. I'll give you the best I got.
I think we cut from this moment of peace in the storm to back on deck, where Floyd is still struggling with the wheel of the ship now that you've lost the mast. What are you doing?
Floyd keeps control of the wheel, but doesn't really pay much mind to what's in front of him. His eyes are only on them, watching them, waiting for them to come for him.
Go ahead and give me a roll for trying to steer in this moment.
Damn. Had a 5, but it's not on the hope die. 0 successes, 0 fails.
Would you like to embrace your brink?
Yeah.
All right. Reroll. And what does it look like as you embrace your brink in this moment?
What's in his mind right now and his actions, he subconsciously reaches into a pocket upon his coat and withdraws a switchblade. And as he's looking back at the creature, at them, he's going to try and condemn it to pain and suffering that he has also been caused by his own hand. He wants to try and fight the thing.
Reroll.
That is a 6 on the regular die. No failures, 1 success.
I only got 1 6. You get narration rights.
In a mirror to what happened to twice now, a hand comes and slaps down onto the back of the ship, teetering it just for a moment as he goes sliding down, lets go of the wheel, slides down to the hand, and with agility that he didn't know that he had until that moment, like, he just rides horses and chases storms. He climbs onto the arm of them and just starts, like, trying to move as best as possible, like, with a knife carving through his forearm.
It rears back, once again, letting go of the ship.
Hanging on for dear life.
Brings you up towards his head. You feel yourself rise higher, higher into the storm. Until you cannot even see the boat beneath you. You're surrounded by wind and rain and lightning and thunder. You are deafened. Lightning courses across this thing's head. And as it stares down at you, what do?
Just fucking push off and leap at its fucking face. With a knife.
Give me a roll.
So fucking stupid.
Fuck it, we ball, immigrant song.
Fuck
plays.
It, we ball! 5 on the hope die. And a 1 for the other die.
I guess the 1 is lost for everyone, and we'll go back down to. Well, I don't think that actually counts. I think the last stand works slightly differently. It's failure just means death. But I think you do manage to just leap forward, driving your knife into this thing, into this thing's face. It once again, it pulls back as you just refuse to let go, refuse to die. You are a storm chaser. You have spent your life throwing yourself at the worst storms you can find. And this thing, the biggest, baddest storm to ever exist, had the misfortune of trying to kill you. So describe for me what it looks like.
As Floyd is consumed by the storm and the lightning and the thunder, deafened, battered by hail, just lets gravity take him down.
Carving a furrow into what passes as this thing's face, despite the lack of defining features. It parts both surprisingly easily, given this thing's destructive power, and yet with more resistance than you'd expect for what seems to be a being made out of storm and cloud and wind and lightning and rain itself. And you carve this thing down, forehead to chin, and then you let gravity take hold, you fall down. Body hits the water. You do not die from the impact, but you feel parts of your body break against it as you start to sink beneath the water. You're still alive, but now you are within the ocean. What do you do?
And the survival instinct is still there. Tries desperately to pull himself back to the surface, even with broken ribs, with all the damage that has been dealt. He ain't dead.
Roll, I think you said you're just on your hope die now, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm going to say still roll both your hope die and the regular die. I know it means that there's a higher chance that you'll actually still survive, but it feels weird to lose the last communal die. Did you succeed?
In poetic fashion.
Double ones. You can still embrace your brink once more. What does embracing your brink look like in this moment?
I need to atone for my sins.
You can't atone if you're dead.
And I need to live to atone, yeah.
Oh.
On the hope die.
5 on the hope die. You break the surface momentarily, taking a gasp of breath, breathing in the air as you stare up at the storm, who is round, coming down rapidly to meet you. One arm extended ahead of it in order to wrap around your torso. It grabs you, starts to drive you further down until where you are just so far beneath the water you can never rise again. What do you do as you are now within this thing's grasp?
Fucking stab into its hand, I guess?
Alright, give me a roll.
Jesus fucking Christ. No, no. No failures, no successes.
Alright, you guys still have your brink, because you keep not failing.
How do I justify this? Can I use the same reasoning as before?
I think so. I think it is just you can't atone if you're dead. You just have to keep fighting, keep surviving, because that's the only way you can atone.
Cockroach game. I finally fail with a one on one die.
You drive your knife into this hand, but this thing expected it. More so, you're underwater. You can't get the force behind it. You try to cut out it and everything, just little nicks. And though this thing lacks defining facial features, you swear this thing grins at you as it drives you deeper beneath the water. And what are Floyd's last moments?
I think he looks up at them, grinning back at him. And with his last breath of air, he exhales it. Peace be with you.
You feel the last of the air leave your lungs, and you stare up at this, surrounded by water. That is the last thing Floyd sees. We cut back to Andrew and Carmen all within the hold of the ship, the boat being tossed to and fro. Momentarily, the focus is off of you as this thing tries to kill Floyd, but for the moment, it is just the two of you within the hold. Quiet prayers.
If Andrew will allow her, she will reach forward to grasp him by the forearm and will close her eyes and begin to say, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. I hope we get to see the morning again. It was good fighting with you."
Amen, sister.
Amen.
I know that both of you have your dice left. Now, both of you technically could continue fighting, but with your permission, I think perhaps after this hushed conversation, with no one at the wheel, no mast, it is simply a matter that another wave rises, crests the boat, and then there is only sea. These things are true. The world is dark.
Mama, I don't know what's going on over there, but I really hope everything's better where you are than where I'm at. I've been hearing terrible things in these walls. I'm so scared about what's going back at home for you. Please grab Marco. Please get out of here. Don't look for me. I'll go and find a place that's somehow better. And I'll come find you, and I'll take you with me. I love you. Please stay safe.
One more chance.
To all the readers of the Bird's Eye Journal, this is Floyd Ray Lewis. There is a storm coming, the likes of which I had never seen before. Make your peace, seek your shelter, leave while you still can. I'm doing the same. Thank you.
my darling Ellie. I miss you. I hope you're resting easy. I'll do my best to get over the border, but you and I both know that there's nothing left for me. I got rid of the last thing that was keeping me anywhere. I hope I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Out with a Bang was GM'd and directed by Talon Cruz. It featured Alyssa Salcedo as Imelda Melly Vasquez, Tanith as Andrew Chance, Quinn Morrison as Floyd Ray Lewis, and Arcadia Reeves as Carmen Rivera. Out with a Bang was edited by Zola Heftigal with sound design by Casey Fleming with assistance from Saffron Heftigal. Music for this episode was composed by Jared Carney Cohen, with a series theme song by Jared Carney Cohen, Harrison Lurie, and Owen Prendergast. Additional music and sound effects are sourced from freesound.org, zapsplat.com, and soundsnap.com under the Creative Commons Attribution License. For the full list of credits, please visit our website at midnightceremoniesmedia.com. Character art for Out With A Bang was done by Kev Bonaparte, and episode art was done by Addy Lillard. Our publicity team this season includes Talon Cruz, Gina Fu, Addy Lillard, Lucy Kavaner, and Quinn Morrison. The Rolling Midnight logo is by Lucy Kavaner. Dirty Candles is a Midnight Ceremonies Media production and is produced by Casey Fleming. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and tell your friends, as word of mouth is one of the best ways to support the show. We appreciate all your support and thank you very much for listening.
Proud member of the Rainbow Roll Network. Rainbow Roll.
Our stories, our voices.